Welcome to Radio Tony and the Passion Project. Join us live each week as we journey into the world of passion. Want to live life passionately? Finding your passion could be the difference between living life in the everyday and living life with meaning and purpose. Take these weekly lessons into life and business. Interact with your host, Tony Lontis, and her Passion Project facilitator, Peter Wallman, as we conduct a passion mapping exercise with Tony live on air. Passion is everything. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Radio Tony and the Passion Project. Today, I have with me the awesome, the wonderful Peter Wallman, and I'm here because we decided that we were going to do a little collaborative project whilst we're amidst this coronavirus mess across the world. And Peter is hugely reliant on face-to-face communication with his clients, his people, and his businesses. And we decided that this might be an opportune time to try the amazing technology. And we've decided that BBS Radio was the platform for us. And BBS is enabling us to live stream audio and video so that you can be part of this project. So our idea is that I will take part with Peter in a passion mapping project, and you'll be able to see me be the guinea pig for Peter's passion mapping project. So over to you, Peter. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Tony. It's such a pleasure to have you here today.
Good morning, guinea pig. I had never thought of you as a guinea pig, but
I know.
A client. So yes. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. I think this is quite an extraordinary event. I think it's like reality TV meets personal transformation and business transformation through the power of passion. You know, we'll be playing with passion and you'll be enjoying the experience of our processes. Later on, I can show you, you know, a diagram of what we're going to do.
Fantastic.
I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, from a personal perspective and from a business perspective, what would you most want out of this time? I mean, this is going to last for 3 months. It's going to be different every week. It's going to be both a session offline and then a check-in on Radio Tony to what has happened, what's changed, what you've learned, and so on. If you put yourself in 3 months' time and we're checking in and saying goodbye for the last time, not the last time of the project.
No, I know what you mean.
It could be extending. You know, the first half will be about you. The second half will be about your business. So what would be different? What would you really love to be walking away with? How would you be feeling, thinking? What would you be looking forward to? What would that be like for you?
So I'm thinking that I've always thought that I had a bit of an idea about what I was passionate about. And for me, I would like to have the clarity around what I'm thinking my passions are. Are they actually what I'm passionate about? Am I hiding something from the world that perhaps the world needs to hear? My husband would say that vulnerability is my superpower, but I can tell you right now that I'm feeling pretty vulnerable to, well, number one, you know how much I dislike being on video. So number one is I'm still fight with that being live on video. So you know my little background story of my facial congenital defect that led to the left-sided facial palsy. So for me, many people say, oh, you are so silly that you look beautiful on radio, on TV, that you come across well. Yep, that's fantastic. But I would still like to know, I guess I would like clarity around that this is the path that I should take. I absolutely feel that radio is part of my passion. Live radio just lights me up, and the video connection with the live radio would be interesting to see if that's part of that passion. I'd also like to know that my business, so since the start of the virus, I've actually been doing a lot of thinking about my business, how it presents, what I do, and the busyness of business. And I actually don't feel that I am being authentic when I'm working 12 hours a day on a business to show the world what success looks like. And I'm kind of reevaluating what success in my business looks like for me. So changing the processes and doing exercises like looking at what my ideal week would look like. Does that mean working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Does that mean having Mondays off, Friday after? What does that look like for me? So in taking part in this passion project and looking at those things, I'm hoping that all of that will become clear. So I have a certain amount of clarity at the moment, but I want absolute clarity by the end of this process. What do you think, Peter?
I think that's wonderful. It's very clear. And also, I just have a question.
Yes.
Do you want to blow away your apprehension to using video during this time?
I would love to do that. Do you know what? I would rather talk to a room full of 1,000 people than be live on video with you. Does that make sense? I have no qualms about standing up in front of a large group of people and talking to them, because I'm not watching myself. So yes, Peter, absolutely. That would be great.
So I'd like to somehow weave that into what we do.
Yep. That sounds fantastic.
And what, you know, I have this sense of, you know, like, what's authentic success for you, and how does that play out in an ideal week?
Yes.
And they're sort of interwoven ideas, aren't they, with your life and your work.
Yeah. Because success doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be working 12 hours a day to create success. Life should be about that balance. And that's another thing too, to clarify what that balance looks like in terms of passion and business and what you do.
Okay, well, that sounds like a wonderful journey to go on with you, Tony.
Nerve-wrackingly exciting, isn't it?
It is a bit. You know, I've been doing this work for quite a few years, but I've never really done it publicly. And
I was just going to mention to our listeners and people that are watching, when Peter first approached me with this idea, the thing that was most interesting for Peter was the fact that he hadn't done this work publicly via video online, except with his clients and the people that he coaches and teaches. So the ability to use BBS as a platform to connect with the world was an interesting concept for us, and one that Peter wanted to explore. So we've put lots of work into the background of this, and it will evolve as we go forward, I'm sure. So Peter, let's talk about the power of intention.
Okay, well, it was intentional when I asked you about your intention for this program.
That's right.
Because I find it is so extraordinary. And I don't know how it works. It's some sort of, spiritual effect.
Yes.
And I remember once meeting Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and talking about intention. And he said it's a little like having a feather in your hand, and you let it go into the breeze, and you just let it go.
Yeah.
And somehow it comes back.
In the way somehow that it's meant to.
You have no idea how it does, but it sometimes comes back.
Yeah.
And so that I've always remembered that, and I've run lots of training programs and different programs, and I always start with intention.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, half my work's actually done because the intention is going to work. So yeah. I find that, I'll give you an outline of what we do with programs. And I'd like to just touch on what passion is and how it works so powerfully. When I run programs, this could be with any number of people, I ask them the same question. I say, in one sentence, they usually have a diary and whatever and a journal, which you might like to play with while we're going through this.
Yeah.
And the first thing I say is, what's in one sentence, what do you most want out of this? Just one sentence.
Yeah.
The next question is the same as what I asked you. Put yourself forward to the end of the program. You've achieved your intention in spades or easily.
Yeah.
So what's happened? What are you thinking about? So taking it into like the imaginal field rather than out of the head.
Yeah.
And what are you looking forward to do? Now, I've trained hundreds of people that way. I've only ever once had one person that didn't reach their intention.
Yeah.
At the beginning of a program, it can often seem ridiculous. You know, the intention is so big. You think this is possible. But there's one woman who wanted to make a certain number of business contacts.
Okay.
During the program, which is a bit different from what most people want. And she got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
So it's to some extent, it's like Ben Zander in The Art of Possibility, a beautiful book where he used to coach the, I think it was the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, and he'd get his new musicians to come in, and he'd say that, you know, I'm going to grade you after 3 months and you're going to get a triple A. And I want you to tell me how you got it and what you did during those 3 months. That's where the idea of that came from. And so he had a world-leading orchestra that he led. So there's different perspectives that people have on intention, but my feeling is it's so powerful. Even if you have a meeting, with someone, you know, why am I meeting this person? What do I want out of it?
Yeah.
But even if I'm having an argument with someone and you stop and you think, well, what's my intention here? Is it just to have an argument, or do I actually want something? And somehow it brings it into a very powerful place. We have for people who stay to the end, there'll be the possibility to download, I think it's an audio on the power of intention that I've done. So that's where we start. And maybe I can... And then I wanted to talk just briefly about passion.
Yes.
And then I'd like to just show you the journey we're going to go on. And so we're going to break halfway through, I know.
Yes.
And in the second half, we can then just do a briefing on the journey and where you're
going
the next session.
Yeah.
So I've been playing in this passion space for, over 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I got into it by pure accident. You know, I was doing a consulting project with a guy who was actually a doctor, and he was doing a Gestalt therapy course at the time. And he said, Peter, before we work on this project, do you mind if we work on you? Which was a great vote of confidence, because I was all over the place.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been in a really big transition space, and I'll talk about that.
Yes.
That later too. The past is gone. The future hasn't arisen.
Yeah.
So there's this nebulous, difficult place.
Yes.
And so we wrote up all the things that he said, Peter, write down the things that are important for you, which I did. And I just happened to have a whiteboard in my place, and we used that, and we put sticky notes up, but it didn't seem to go anywhere. I moved them around and around and around, and it didn't seem to get anything useful. And I used to live near the harbour in Sydney, and a bit of a sea breeze blew in and blew a couple of these down onto the floor. And out of frustration, I stamped on one. I can still remember this time. And I had this huge physical response.
Yeah.
At the time, I was doing tons of yoga, so I was very connected to my body.
Yeah.
And if that had been only one of them, it probably would have gone nowhere. But there happened to be a second one, and I stamped on that too, expecting the same thing. But I had a totally different embodied response.
Yeah.
So I thought, what is going on here? I have no idea what's going on here. I can stand on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And have a different physical response. I mean, now I know that
it's
going.
So they were two very different, like you could identify them as two very different responses.
Yeah, I think one was about a soulmate and one was about work, if I
right.
recall.
Yeah, yeah.
I had very different responses. Yeah. So then basically I worked out a way that I could look at someone's whole life this way.
Okay.
And I know now that it's entering the body-mind through the body rather than through the mind.
Yes.
And the body can't argue with itself.
Yeah.
You have a physical experience.
Yes.
It's a physical experience. That's who you are. That's what you're getting. Yeah. Yeah. Because if you have a thought, especially if it's in a sort of a negative thought, you can argue and argue and go round and round in your head, and you can become quite depressed just thinking about something.
Yeah.
So I figured, isn't this a better way to do things and to work out what we want to do personally than to use conventional ways of thinking? So that was the start of the journey, and it's gone from there. And then somewhere along the line, someone said, what I think you're doing, Peter, is mapping my passion. And, you know, why don't you call this a passion map?
Yes.
And I thought, what a fabulous name. I didn't know anything about passion. I just knew about embodied experience from working with a few friends. And so the name was born, Passion Maps. And, of course, ever since then I've become fascinated with what passion is and how you can use it.
Yeah. And it's this is not just about individuals. This is about business and big organizations you've used these processes in, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And the sweetest part is couples. I love working with couples and love the way that they can consciously create a relationship from what they love, the things they both love.
Yeah.
Do it very consciously. So, and again, that starts with an intention. What's the highest intention for us as a couple? Yeah. And we've worked with teams in small and large organizations. And I've worked with, you know, very senior people. I've worked with a national sporting team.
Yeah.
And I never really needed to market it because it was all word of mouth.
Yeah.
And then about 10 years ago, I retired and I was in that place that you describe. My life isn't authentic. If this work is all about authenticity and I'm encouraging people or facilitating them into that, surely I need to be authentic myself.
Yes.
And that was part of my reason for letting go, and I basically retired.
Yeah.
And that question of what's an authentic life, what's authentic leadership,
you know,
what is true for me is very close to my heart, the question.
Yes.
And I see people, I don't live in a city anymore. I live in, you know, in a beautiful environment nearby.
You do.
But I find that many people in cities have so many sensory hits on them every day.
Yes. Yeah.
They learn not to be able to feel what's true inside them. They need.
Yeah.
So that, and they're caught in their heads.
Yes.
And it's important to do things in your head and to use your head wisely. But I don't think it's a good vehicle for working out what we want to do, what's true for us, what's authentic from us.
Yeah. And think that's where your body mostly comes into this process, isn't it? Because your body is your most authentic feeling self.
Yeah, we're all amazing creatures. You know, we have body, minds, imaginations, hearts, souls, everything. Yeah. And it sort of seems to be like a dynamic whole.
Yeah.
But my work has been about how do we how do we find that deeper place in ourselves?
Yeah.
Now, maybe this might be a good time to actually just show a diagram of what of the journey yeah. we're going on.
That would be great.
Going to be. And but just before that, I want to say that I've come to the conclusion that passion is life force.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's spirit, or it comes from somewhere. You know, if you ask people where their passion comes from, that you get some interesting responses.
Yeah.
I do think our work takes people to the essence of their themselves.
Their being.
And we worked with one of the largest consulting firms in the world, and they said, why do you want to use a, or I asked, why do you want to use a little company in Australia to work with all your top people around the world? And they said they've never seen anything that enables people to get to their essence as clearly, as graciously as we do.
Yeah.
Because no one else is really using the power of passion to do it.
No, I would agree.
Passion comes from that place. So if you can swim upstream like a trout or something, upstream using passion, you come to this extraordinary place. So I'm just going to quickly show this. It's basically the journey we're going to go on. You haven't even seen this, I know.
No, I know. I've been waiting to see it. I did see, listeners, I did see a scribble from Peter the other day, which looked very impressive, and he promised me that it would be beautiful for today. So, yes, I'm looking forward to this as well.
Okay. So this is the personal part. Okay.
Yep.
I did have a couple of other models, and one is of transformational transition, and they mostly have a beginning and ending, and in between there's this really turbulent place.
Yeah.
So we're trying to avoid that.
I'm really hoping that our viewers can see this deep dive model, and it looks beautiful, I have to say.
Just have to, I'll just leave that. So we are at beginning.
Yes.
And intention, right?
Okay.
In our second part of this this show, I'm going to be talking about the workbook that I'm going to invite you to do, and another process called asking others.
Yeah.
So when you come back, you will have come to here.
Yes.
You will have your intention.
Yeah.
You'll have asked others, and that's there's three questions we ask people, and we ask you to get that from different parts of your life.
Okay.
Family, friends, partner, husband.
Yes. Yeah.
Children, anybody.
Yeah.
And there are three questions, like having your funeral a bit early, actually.
Yay!
That you can go to yourself. No, because people talk all of those things and they don't tell them in their lifetime. Yeah. So the first question is, when have you seen me at my best?
Yes.
And the second question is, when have you seen me most passionate?
Yes.
And the third question is, what qualities do you most respect in me?
Oh, they're lovely questions. Here's me thinking, ooh, what are these questions going to be?
So, yeah, I mean, this whole process is non-invasive. It's all at choice. And some people find that really remarkable in terms of things that they had that other people see in them that they don't see in themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Also the way that different people see us in such different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so by the time we come back next week, you'll have a few people who have answered that, and we can talk about, if you want to,
what
you learned in that process.
I want to try and share with the listeners and the people watching as much as I can that is applicable to share, because that's me being authentic. Yeah. And that hard, maybe.
So I lost your voice then for a moment, but yeah, I mean, I think this is, I want to share my experiences as well as I go through here.
Yeah.
And my intention, which is also important, is to impart as much knowledge as I can to the listeners.
Yes.
And as much expertise as I can to you in this transformational journey that I think you're embarking upon.
Because we wanted to share with the greater world what this looks like, and if they can use some of these insights in their own lives to drive their own passion and life plans. So, yeah.
And I'm hoping that if someone watches all of these sessions with us, they'll basically be able to go through the same process.
Yeah.
The same process. And get really intense insight into themselves and how they want to be in the world.
Yeah. And it's also such a good time to embark on this process, because so many people are at home in varying stages of lockdown. Lots and lots and lots of people are looking at their lives, their business, and what the future holds. We may never see another time like this in our lifetimes, will we, Peter? This is a unique time, and if people want to take advantage of watching us through this process, it will be immensely valuable for them in their own lives, I'm sure.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the handouts that we'll be providing, or the different resources we're providing at the end of each session will be useful for any people who are watching.
And we will have those resources up on Passion Maps and Radio Tony to be available for people to download and access. And a number of resources and freebies and things with every week of the program. That's right, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, that's right. And I think another important thing is that we'll have people from next week for part of the program who've been familiar with this type of work.
Yeah.
So
it won't just be me and Peter talking each week. In the first half of the program, it will be me and Peter talking. We'll have a little break and come back on, and I'll interview people who've been working with Passion Maps and Peter in varying stages and states, and we'll have an interview with them about how it's impacted their lives. So when we talk about Radio Tony and the Passion Project, this is all going to be live, available audio or streaming TV with resources and the ability to interact. Don was telling us that we will have a wonderful ability to interact live with people, and we will be working on that each week. And you'll also be able to interact on Facebook and other medias as well. This is the first show to introduce you to both Peter and I and Radio Tony and the Passion Project, and to let you know what our intention is for the listeners and viewers online. So on that note, we are actually going to pop on for the first of our breaks. And when we come back, you'll be talking more with Peter and I about the Passion Project. And just quickly before we go to that break, just remember the hashtag Radio Tony Passion Project. And if you're talking or interacting with us, please use the hashtag Radio Tony Passion Project so that we can capture all the information and share it widely with everyone. So over to a break, over to you, Don. Back in a moment.
Radio Tony on W4WN, your safe space for tough conversations.
Peter Wallman, author of the best-selling book, The Wisdom of Passion, and the inventor of Passion Maps.
Tough conversations on the social and moral issues of our time with Tony Lontis. Live from the Gold Coast, Australia, Radio Tony on W4WN.
You're live.
oh, we're not going to play the song. That's okay. Welcome back, Peter. We're having a few little technical issues, which we will sort out by next week. So you're back listening to Radio Tony and the Passion Project. And this morning you've got me talking to Peter Wallman, who is the inventor of Passion Mapping. And we're talking about the Radio Tony Passion Project, which will be ongoing for a number of weeks and into the following months. And we've been talking about what passion mapping is and what we hope will be the intention and some of the outcomes of this project. So, Peter, do you want to talk a little bit more about your story in passion mapping?
Well, I've told about how it started and I've told about how it finished.
Yeah.
Or how it sort of adjourned.
Adjourned whilst you retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And during that time, I was incredibly fortunate. I worked with people all around the world. I worked in maybe 20 countries with different people, and everything was face-to-face.
Yeah.
And because we were working with energy, I thought, well, I can't really do this online. Yeah. I was wrong. I was wrong for 20 years. But it requires a few specific techniques and we're able to do it. My thought was that if you're going through a screen, you're in your mind.
Yes.
But the other thing is if you're taking instructions through us or being given instructions about how to make something happen through a screen, it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's been a big part of what's happened since.
Yeah.
And one of the people I think who we can hope to get on is a woman called Kathleen Jordan who actually was one of my top people working around the world in this sort of A-team, if you like. And she had a massive stroke.
Yeah.
She was on the not to be resuscitated list.
Yeah.
And her family, she's written a book called Standing Up about how her family and passion mapping helped her come back to the world.
Yeah.
And that was so inspiring that I thought, how can I not come back and make this work available if it has the capacity for people?
I think it's really
from stroke.
Really important.
It was trapped inside her body, but she could actually imagine and access the energy of her map or the energy of wholeness.
Yeah.
So that's another part of it. And then, a number of things happened which I thought, I want to bring this work back. I want to get it out into the world. I had a vision of on my deathbed and not having done that. And I felt real regrets. And I had another one. I actually had brought it out in the world and I felt really fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd rather die fulfilled than full of regrets. And I think for some strange reason, this work's come through me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's mine. It just come through me. My background is all over the place. It's investment banking and it's...
I was going to say, it's in
engineering.
Investment banking, which is kind of not something you think of as being from the soul or from the feeling part of anything. So I thought that when I read your biography, that was the thing that stood out for me, that you've come from this investment banking background and you're now doing this beautiful work in aligning people with their passion. And I know that you love it. I know that it is your passion, and the ability to share that with the world from my perspective is a really beautiful gift as well. So I guess I should probably give the listeners a little bit about my story as well before we go into the deep dive. So for me, I've got a nursing background. I spent 35 years or so in nursing, in predominantly operating theatres and management and large project management for hospitals expanding and redeveloping. And I had a lot of trauma and dysfunction in my life. And in starting to heal from that, I started to work on myself. And years and years and years and years passed. And as I got to the point where I started to confide in people about some of my story, I was encouraged to write and journal. And that ultimately resulted in the publication of my memoir, Resilience. And that was in 2019. And from there, I had a rather wonderful story about getting into radio. Radio was never on my plan. It was never part of anything I ever thought that I would ever do. But in producing the audiobook, the producer said to me, "I love your voice. I could listen to it. Have you thought about podcasting and radio?" That morphed into a few questions about podcasting, which morphed into my first Radio Tony shows, which is now segueing into this wonderful project with Peter. And part of what I think my passion will show is that I have a real love of getting to know people and getting into the inner workings of their mind and their soul and helping them to heal in a way that is uniquely Tony. And I'm hoping that the gentleness of my soul will encourage other people to explore what's important in their lives and therefore their passions. So, Peter, let's tell the listeners and those watching how the program's going to work from your perspective.
Okay. Well, basically, I'll be running through sessions. It'll be the day before, so yes. Viewers won't
so
be
So offline, able, Peter and I will do
offline,
some work.
Viewers won't be able to see that.
Yeah.
But there are a few people I'm training on the way through who will be.
Yes.
Who basically viewers won't be able to unless they want to go that way. And then it'll be just a full, you know, I'll be fully available to do the best I can do in every session.
Yeah.
And I'll run through those, what they are, when I show you the diagram again. And then we'll come next day, and then we'll do...
Be live on air the next day.
It won't be like I did with the intention. It was a process I ran with you here.
Yes, yes.
To start. But I won't be doing processes on there. But we'll be talking about really both of us, you know, what did we learn?
Yes.
What was our experience?
Yeah.
What did we learn? What are we going to take forward from here?
Yeah.
Or even what are we going to let go from here?
Yes, yes.
So I've found that when we're facilitating this work, especially around the mapping session,
yeah,
it's like a sacred space. You know, I feel it's like I'm walking into a temple almost to have that degree of connection through with your gentle soul as you describe it. But it is like that. People feel that way.
Yeah.
They feel soulful. They feel whole. They feel at the time that all of these come together.
Yeah.
So what we do is we go down into the depths. Most people think of passion as going out in the world and riding a horse or doing sport or whatever, and that's a part of passion. It's taking you into the world, but there's, which I call the out part, there's an in part, which is what we're going to do first. It takes you through this essence of who Tony is out underneath being a woman, underneath being a radio commentator, underneath any stories you might have about yourself or about.
Yes.
So, you know, what is that core?
Yeah.
Most people have never been there.
Yeah.
But it's an absolutely blissful place.
Yeah.
And I call it the bliss of being when you're there.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is, so you go in and then you go out. And then I'd mention another thing, which I sort of talk about as together.
Yeah.
Nothing bonds people more than sharing something they're passionate about.
Yeah.
So I feel that we're embarking on a journey with something we're both passionate about, and it's bonding for us.
Yeah.
Very bonding. Yeah. You know, it's like, imagine a world would be like if people organized themselves around what they loved.
Yes.
Or what they mutually loved.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So in, out, and together. That's my little model for passion.
Yeah.
And we're going to experience the first two of those, and we're going to do that. We'll keep it a bit of a secret at this stage until
yes,
we do the together part. We'll have a session on togetherness.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll just show you the model again.
It does look really, really beautiful, nice and simple.
So we start with the visible, okay, where you, what you aspire to. And then we're going to go into the unseen. This is about passion. It's about passion being energy.
Yeah.
And that's exploration. So that's a workbook that you'll do.
Yeah.
And you will have asked other people that will inform the experience of your inner experience. You know, your experience of passion.
Yeah.
I would say one thing here that is important that we've discovered through passion mapping is that we have to deal with not only what we love to do, but who we are in the doing of it. This work isn't coherent if we just work with who we are and qualities, and it's not coherent if we just work with what we want to do. It's the combination of what we love to do and who we are in the doing of it that is so potent.
Yes.
I sometimes think that people like Bill Gates, you know, was a great technical guy.
Yeah.
But he was extraordinary in being able to change who he was.
Yes.
He's changed himself totally who he was. And that's the challenge.
Yeah. So you believe that anyone has that. Sorry, Peter. You believe that anyone has that capacity to change who they are?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Because, well, who they are, I think, is, at essence, is unchangeable.
Yeah.
But who they think they are is...
Do you think that that essence of who you are is there from birth? Is that something that we are inherently born with? The essence of who we are?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you think that that essence is impacted on by the environment that we grow up in, or the things that happen to us externally, and we just push it down deeper? Is that a correct understanding?
Yeah, I think it's quite complex. I mean, I think we play various roles. We have various journeys. I mean, a woman's journey of having children really does change who she is.
Definitely.
And even who she thinks she is.
Definitely.
Generally.
Yeah.
But men don't necessarily have that experience as clearly.
Yeah.
But underneath that is the question of who am I underneath? Yeah. Being a mother, underneath being a wife, underneath being a radio commentator or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting part for me. And people's passion maps, which do represent that essence primarily, don't change all that much. Sometimes they do. If people are going through a big transition, they'll change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a woman's passion map prior to having a child will be different from having a child, having a first baby.
Yeah.
We go through transitions in life, and when they're fundamental to who we are, then, you know, our perspective changes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a big, big question we could spend the whole time on.
I know. I've been thinking about some of these things and thinking, oh gosh, we could have a whole show on people's essence and that sort of stuff. These sorts of conversations fill me with gladness and happiness. And I love to talk about this stuff and to additionally help people to find out this stuff about them, because, you know, life is so short and there's enough rotten things that happen to humanity throughout life for whatever reason, and those things would all be lessened if we knew without a doubt that we were living our lives passionately. Is that true, Pete?
Yeah, I think so. And I think living passionately is also living authentically.
Yes.
I don't think you can live authentically if you don't express your passion. I don't think you can live passionately unless you are authentic in what you do.
Yeah.
The two things come together. Can I just take you through your journey for the next
while? That would be awesome.
And then we can take some detours into other topics if you like. Right, well, just quickly. So you've begun, you've got an intention. We can, you know, you could actually make that clear writing it down. You'll get a workbook. The first part of that is asking other people, and then you'll do an exploration.
Yeah.
Then we come together for what used to be a face-to-face session is now a virtual session.
Yes.
And the challenge to get to the essence of all of those. What's the essence of all those passions? And also, what are the ones that you might not have realized?
So it's
a broad, it's a broad process. And that's really interesting because it's an interview process where we're following your energy and not your logic. From the time we're tiny, we learn to talk in stories and logic, and this is not that. It's actually about exploring. It's about following the energy of the conversation. Quite interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we come into, and that's all in the unseen sort of world. Yeah. Then we come into the map itself.
Yeah.
That as we do the map, we do a deep embodiment exercise. So we actually take you in, so that you're very much connected to energy as it arises in your body.
Yeah.
So you can be very clear of the experience of each of your passions.
Yeah.
And bring them together.
Sorry, Peter, you're talking about the feeling within your body. So I'm trying to think of an example. So that butterflies in your stomach, that's the sorts of things you're referring to?
It can be.
Yes.
We're actually looking for expansive feelings.
Yes.
So that's a valid physical experience. It's probably not going to get into your map because it's not expansive. So we're looking for all the ways that what expands you.
Yeah.
And and so that comes together.
Yeah.
And there's something quite remarkable. I've called this the universal field in a way because it takes us out of reality, and people have remarkable experiences there, and they also experience a lot of serendipity.
Okay, yeah.
From that place. Then we go and work with, you know, find out, so this is my truth, who I am.
Yeah.
How can I make my most life most meaningful from here?
Yeah.
And then this won't be much longer. How can it be most meaningful?
Yes.
Then we do a bit of exploring your essence.
Yeah.
An interesting process. I won't go into that. And then, because when you've done this, you've done your passion map, you've got your purpose, then it's a sort of a question, so what? What do I do with it?
yeah.
And you have to dream some sort of a future. Uh-huh. And visioning is a big part of that.
Yeah, see, I'm really good at dreaming and visioning. That's another forte of mine.
Yeah, it'll be fabulous working with you. But, you know, we use the energy of your essences to basically inform what the vision is and what your purpose is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Then you've got to let go. What do you have to let go of to even move there?
Oh, God, there's probably heaps.
We've all got a lot of stuff to let go of.
And does then everyone have a lot of stuff to let go of, Peter? Is it just like I feel like I've got to let go of stuff almost every day? Is everyone like that?
I think so, although they don't necessarily recognize it. I didn't recognize it when I was young. I didn't have any stuff. Yeah. I was fine.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more stuff I see, the more I have left.
Okay, cool. Right. Okay. So, excellent.
So then we go into what are the fundamentals to actually live from that place?
Yeah.
Where you're living your purpose, you're living your passions.
Yeah.
the Living Envision.
Yeah.
And there are various aspects of that, of just organizing your life to make that the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
That includes exploring the foundational parts of your map. Then what do you need? What do you need outside yourself then to set up to succeed? And then you go and realize it. So that's the personal journey.
Yeah.
And you could say that somewhere off here, the business journey is going to happen too, because you'll take the energy and the motivation and the drive that you get from this in your business.
So, Peter, you think that inherently knowing your passion should absolutely drive the direction of your business?
I think it's wise to. It doesn't have to.
That's going to be your best way forward, isn't it? If you know what your passion is and you integrate that into how you do business and what your business is, they're going to be aligned and life will generally be better, won't it?
I think so, but I don't know if you can actually generalize with everybody.
Okay.
Some people are passionate about things that will never be commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a bit of a fallacy to say that, you know, that it can, it's wonderful if you can do it. And I think it's very likely that you're in a position that your work is valuable to people.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's in line with who you are and you're passionate about it.
Okay.
So you're very fortunate in that way, I think.
Okay.
And so am I. Then it's basically where do you want to go from there? So
yeah.
Sets you up with the tools, the self-insight and the tools to live from that place.
Yeah.
The intention of it. It's a comprehensive program. So
yeah,
it'll be fun. That I won't bore you with that diagram, but we might bring it out each session just to show people
we're at in the journey. Yeah, that's good. I'm conscious of the time and I've just looked at it and thought, oh goodness me, we've already just got 2 minutes left. So a couple of things that I want to mention for those listening and watching live is if you want to know more information, just contact Peter or I. Peter's website is passionmaps.com and mine is radiotony.com. And we have that special hashtag for people to include in any of their conversations, and that's Radio Tony Passion Project, hashtag Radio Tony Passion Project. And Peter has kindly got some freebies this week. And if you jump onto passionmaps.com/free, you'll be able to access those free resources once we get off the live show today. So we will be joining you each week from now until, gosh, Peter, I've just lost the time, but into June, July, with Radio Tony and the Passion Project. And the show will incorporate a first session with Peter and I live talking about what we've done in the previous week in terms of my own personal passion mapping. And then I'll be interviewing one of the wonderful people from Peter's network about their experience with passion and passion mapping. So all you have to do is we will be streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and you can also jump on to BBS Radio and listen live. We're on Station 1, 12 midday Australian Eastern Standard Time, which is 7 p.m. Pacific Time in the USA, and any other time frame in between. As long as you've got an internet connection, you can hear and see us live. And Peter, I'll leave the last word for you before we run out of time today.
Thanks for being here, I hope that if you stay in touch with this series of the Passion Project, you can get a lot of insight and into your own life and how to live an authentic life, or, you know, gain authentic success like Tony is.
It's going to be a wonderful series, and I'm really proud that Radio Tony is partnered with Peter Wallman from Passion Mapping. And that's our time out for this week. We're actually a minute over. And so I'm going to hand off to our wonderful technician, Don, who's been helping us get live for our first show of video streaming, which is both new to Peter and I, and being live on radio as well as talking. So it's been fun. Thank you so much, Peter. I will talk to you again shortly. Over to you, Don, and bye for now, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Radio Tony this week. Tune in next week for the next episode of Radio Tony and the Fashion Project. Live streaming each week, part of the journey. Discover your passion, learn about your purpose, and connect with Tony and Peter. This show is proudly brought to you by Passion Maps. https://www.passionmaps.com. That's www.passionmaps.com. Live passionately every day. Use the code TONY to register for your own online deep dive program with Passion Maps. See you all next week. Bye for now.